Now it's time to talk about the subject of will making and legacies. Can be perhaps a difficult topic sometimes, but it absolutely is something which everyone should do. First of all, we've got Lorna McPherson Reid with us from RNIB. In terms of fundraising, then, why are our legacies so important?
Well, for the last 10 years now, they've provided a third of all RNIB's income and half of all our voluntary income. And last year, over 40% of our funds came from legacy gifts. So they're really, really important because each year we receive around £38 million from around 1,200 kind supporters who have remembered us in their will. Unfortunately, we've seen a drop in these numbers over the last 10 years, and we're desperately needing to reverse that decline before it has an impact on our income. This could lead to cuts in our services in the future.
2020 into 2021, many charities were struggling financially with fundraising. So, those legacies were absolutely crucial, especially when RNIB were perhaps having to look at different ways and different services to help our customers get through lockdown.
Absolutely. If it wasn't for legacies keeping everything going last year, I think RNIB would have really struggled. It's the kind gifts of our supporters who have considered us years ago that have really helped us through lockdown. We've had to cut a lot of our fundraising, a lot of our events fundraising, a lot of corporate fundraising has dried up as well. So really, this is why legacy income became so vital for us last year and every year, to be honest.
Also joining us, we have Alexis Fairclough from Bequeathed. Alexis, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome, Alan. Great to be here. Bequeathed is a free, convenient service that allows people to make the right will for their needs in a way that suits them best. So whether that's online, face to face, or over the phone, for free. And we work in partnership with charities like RNIB and legal firms across the UK. It's really interesting what Lorna said about gifts and wills as well, because those who've made their will for good with Bequeathed have pledged over £25 million to charities with a gift in their will, which is fantastic. We recognise at Bequeathed that making our platform accessible, so that, the digital system, would also be good for the wider charity community and its supporters. And working alongside with RNIB gave Bequeathed the opportunity to improve that usability of the platform and of the system. And along with RNIB, we engaged with a team of specialists to work with us to meet our objective of raising the platform to the WCAG 2.1 AA standard. Now, WCAG, WCAG, stands for Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. And those guidelines are the most widely accepted global compliance level and meeting the accessibility standards. And by developing our system to this guidance ensures that somebody using assisted technology can access all the information on the site and move through the online journey to complete their will for good. There was other people involved in the project as well as RNIB, and the core project team included a company called Tier 2, who are a software development company. Another company we worked closely with as well to develop the system to where it is now is a company called Hassle Inclusion. They're well-known accessibility experts who help write the standards for the platform as well. But I suppose one of the key parts of this project with Bequeathed has been the user testing of the system. That's been really key, and RNIB helped with providing people to test the system, which, as I said, was really valuable and a key part of the project. To make sure that we can see that people, for example, using a screen reader, or for those who may need additional assistance in making their will for good, to make sure that we could look at those areas and fixing those issues that were uncovered to enable them to make their will for good and to make it easier to navigate for everybody.
Really ticked all the accessibility boxes there by the sounds of it, Lex. What about making the will itself? Is it complicated? Is it expensive? Or is that a bit of a myth?
No, Alan, it's not complicated at all. Making a will for good, it's really simple to do, and above all, it's free. So the first step is to take our online will interview, and all the way there's support and guidance available throughout the process. We then transferred the answers that you've put into the system, as well the will which is generated through the system. That all gets transferred over to a legal firm, who will then confirm an appointment with you. That takes you to the second step. You will actually then be able to attend up to 30 minutes appointment with a legal firm, and that can be done by the telephone or video, or at home or in the office, whichever's acceptable for yourselves. And that firm will then discuss your situation and your wishes and confirm the will caters for your needs. And then if, for example, you wanted to discuss things like a lasting power of attorney, or if you needed further advice with the legal firm, you can discuss it directly with that firm, who will advise according to your situation. And finally, the third step, you'll then receive your free will in the post. What you need to do then is you need to sign it in front of witnesses and return it to the firm. They'll check it, make sure it's been executed correctly, so it's been signed and witnessed, and they will securely store it for you also at no extra cost. The system offers a great convenience in where your will for good can be started at any time, and throughout the process that can be saved and you can come back to the area you've left off. So just as an example, you may wish to start your will for good on a Sunday after your Sunday lunch. You may want to discuss things with family during the week, and you may want to complete it on a Thursday after dinner. So it's completed at your own pace. And as I say, there is guidance throughout the system as well with our chat function. And it makes it easier for everybody to get a solicitor drafted will without even having to visit anyone or even having to leave the house. We do understand that many of the listeners will be great supporters of the work that RNIB does. And if you wish to consider leaving a gift in your will to charity, however, there is no obligation to do this, but many of our users choose to support their favourite charity with a gift.
Lorna, you know, what we've heard from Lex there, it's very straightforward, you know, that it can be free of charge. You know, it sounds so easy with these steps, but RNIB has a lot of information on free will writing services.
Absolutely, Alan. And as well as our free online accessible wills through our partnership with Bequeathed, we also have the Goodwill Partnership. They offer a free home will writing service over the phone or face-to-face in England and Wales. Obviously, through the pandemic, these appointments have been offered via the phone or via video call. You can also write your will for free with a local solicitor through the National Free Wills Network. So our free will writing services are available to anybody, and by using any of the services, as Lex mentioned, there's no obligation at all to leave a legacy gift to RNIB.
And the all-important final question then, Lorna, is if people do want more information, what's the best way to get it?
Well, you can visit www.rnib.org.uk/legacy or email legacyservices@rnib.org.uk with any questions you have. You can also call RNIB's helpline on 0303 123 9999 to request a will guide. And you can also arrange contact from one of our experienced team, and then you can discuss your options with them.
And please do take up that fantastic offer. If you have an Amazon Echo device, you can, of course, ask Lady A to contact RNIB's helpline for you as well. Though, to Lorna and to Lex, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.